M-E-O-T-A. Sorry to not have had much in the way of news last weekend, but we had no Wi-Fi in the Edam Manor from Friday to Wednesday morning, Feb 22. Mark your calendar for the Rabbit Lake Snowmobile Rally March 4th and watch for posters for more information. A local World Day of Prayer service will be hosted, organized by Miota United Anglican Church at Miota Do Drop-In, Friday March 3rd at 7 p.m. Previously published time was incorrect. Bridge was played in the Pioneer Hall February 21st, with three tables in play. Top score went to Donna Sherman and Albert Blaise. Second were Barb Mitchell and Dave Cregan. February 23rd found 2.5 tables with top score tied and going to Catriona Winterholt and Donna Sherman and Jean Laws and Fraser Glenn. Canasta was played February 24th with top score going to Gwen LaCharity and Marion Ottas. Second were Lorna Pearson and Dave Sayers and third, Arlene Walker and Gordon Klein. February 18th was free fishing day, so there were more fishermen out on the lake than usual. While the snowbirds in Yuma, Aries, are not getting drifting snow, they have been getting drifting sand. Not sure that would be very nice either. We expect our coldest weather may be behind us, and if not any more should not last long. We are noticing that the days are getting longer, with sunrises and sunsets, adding interest to each one. The United Anglican Church services for March, April and May begin at 11:30 a.m. each Sunday. Hymn sing at the Turtleford Good Shepherd Church March 12th is at 3:30 p.m. with a potluck lunch to follow. Films will be shown at the Do Drop-In on Monday March 6th at 1:30 p.m. The first, Brown Enough, follows four people of Southeast Asian descent and their life experiences with racial discrimination, especially by those of their ethnicity unaware of the effect their language has. The feature film is Kingdom of the Polar Bears. As the Arctic changes faster than ever, a team of polar bear guides follow the bears on the sea ice of Hudson Bay. They will document the secret world of bears, a mysterious and disappearing realm that is the bears' key to survival. Life on the ice is a critical time for the bears. The Manor presented Jack Stewart with a decorated birthday cake at noon Saturday and sang happy birthday to him. It was a nice surprise and we all joined in sharing the good chocolate cake after. I have a new phone number with my move from Miota to Edam, 306-397-7778, but my address and email remain the same. Looking for someone to take over this little task of gathering local information for the paper. There are still folks that don't have Wi-Fi and so still like to read local news in the paper and see the odd picture. Miota Curling Club Week 12 Recap by Derek Welford. Game of the week was the Wanda Weber and Evan Schmidt matchup Thursday night. With two ends left to play, Schmidt found himself down 8-5 and needing a spark to get going. The Bright Sand native didn't have to look far as it was in his front end. A rousing speech by assistant team captain Daryl McCarthy at the break followed by two great shots by second Damon Schaefer was just what the team needed, as Schmidt was able to manufacture a 5-point score. Limiting Weber to one in the final end, Schmidt held on to a 10-9 dramatic comeback win which also featured the season debut of Al Doom in place of Lloyd Mullainfant. The clock struck midnight on Derek Welford's improbable Cinderella run as his team's undefeated season came to an end. Zane Lecoussiere required only six ends as his team annihilated the Welford rink, 9-1. The Miota Curling Rink will be accepting tenders to extend the scoreboards after Kirsten Brew took out the Dean Mensa team 13-1. Kyle Doom rallied his team of Kyla Custer, Jordan Sitter and Breanne Stevenson to come back from an early deficit to win 6-4 against the Randy Orchison team. Class was in session Tuesday on Sheet 2 as Randy Sharp taught his brother Colin Sharp a thing or two with an 8-1 curling clinic, as Randy Sharp avenged his January loss. Huguette Johnson was promoted to skip duties and brought in Don and Martina Johnson in substitution of Pat and Brenda Moore Tuesday night in a matchup with the Gil Cadran rink. The power of four Johnsons combined on one curling team was not enough to overpower the Cadran Cole team, as they fell 8-3. Even though he was missing Robert Street Amont, Pat Bicot orchestrated an 8-6 win over Terry Tate to get back into the win column. Player of the Week can be found on the Kyle Doomrink, as Jordan Sitter's impact and contribution to his team is more than deserving of the weekly honor. In his first year in the league, his curling prowess has transformed from a beginner to a seasoned veteran in the matter of weeks and is one of the leading candidates for Rookie of the Year.